We care enough about you to call you out of the world today because the world is actually at enmity with God. James 4:4, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. Did you know the carnal mind is at enmity with God? Did you know your flesh is at enmity with God, neighbor? If you're claiming to be of Christ today, you crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. If you're claiming to be of Christ today, if you went down in baptism, if you got sprinkled by baptism in the Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, first of all, it's not a real baptism, but if you claim to be baptized into Christ, then wouldn't you die to sin? Wouldn't you die to the world? Wouldn't you die to your flesh? Why are you still living for the lusts of this world? This world is temporary, neighbor. There is nothing of value in this world besides other people's souls, the eternal soul of each individual person, and Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God and will never pass away. Everything else is fading away, neighbor. Your flesh, your pride, your vanity, your fashion, your career, your money. What are you living for today? Are you living for the temporary or the eternal? Because Jesus Christ made a way for those who will obey Him. If you're willing to obey Jesus Christ, come out of the world, repent of your sin. And that's not a repentance of just feeling sorry and then going right back to it. Nope, that's a change of mind, change of heart. You're following after the Lord in spirit and truth. When you're willing to do that, neighbor, the Lord will actually give you His Holy Spirit, because He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. John, Acts 5, that's it. Make sure you come out of the world. God blesses those who obey Him. My brothers and sisters, do the will of God. Do the will of the Father which sent them. But back to the gospel, if you repent and you're willing to lose your life, the Lord will actually give you His Holy Spirit, neighbor. The Spirit of God. Such a beautiful thing. The Spirit of the God of the universe. The Spirit of truth. What an awesome thing. If you're willing to lose your life, He's willing to give you hope, peace, and joy, convict you in the Holy Spirit, lead you in the narrow path. But if you still love this world, if you're still holding on to your pride, your vanity, the things of this life that are fading away, the vanity of this world, you have no hope of eternal life. He won't give you His Holy Spirit. As much as you want to believe, He will. But when you're willing to repent and come out of the world, you're willing to be born again by the Spirit of God, the Lord will give you His Holy Spirit. He promises to those who obey Him. And the fruit that you'll bear if you're born of God, the fruit that you'll bear if you're born of this Holy Spirit, is holiness and obedience to the Word of God. This is how we know the Spirit of God and the spirit of error. Did you know you're supposed to have fruit of holiness and obedience, neighbor, after you're born again? Did you know that you're supposed to follow after Jesus Christ and not just claim Him? Did you know you're supposed to hate every false way and turn from your false ways to Jesus Christ? This is the fruit of a good tree. Coming out of the world, being holy, separate, and set apart for the kingdom of God. When you're willing to come out of the world, be holy, separate, and set apart for the kingdom of God, you have to endure in that saving faith until the end. You have to endure your whole life. You have to hold on to that blessed hope of eternal life. Coming out of the world, fighting off your sin, fighting off your flesh, fighting off your family and friends that want to pull you back into your old life. Yep, because the enemies of Christ will be they of your own household. But we care about you. That's why we're out here today. We want you to know that there's hope, that Jesus Christ is the ark that will float you above the wrath of God if you're willing. But if you'll be like those in the days of Noah and just mock and scoff at the salvation of God, then you'll be washed away with the water. You'll be washed away with the wrath of God, just like in Noah's day. People were eating and drinking and giving in marriage until the day the flood came upon the earth. It'll be the same way when the Son of Man comes back. Test yourself to make sure you're in the truth, because the ark, Jesus said, very few will find eternal life. Very few will find the blessed hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Very few people love the truth. I've stood outside of many churches, many denominations, with my brothers and sisters. We stood outside of many festivals, and it's incredible how few people love the truth. It's only proof that the scriptures are absolutely correct.